Omar FM World. Omar was bitten. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is a common way to describe completed actions in the past. It's formed with the auxiliary verb avoir. To have, conjugated in the past tense. And the past participle of the main verb. Here, the past participle is faire, which is the past participle of the verb faire. To do, to make. The verb faire is used with a reflexive pronoun se to describe an action that happens to oneself. The sentence also uses the verb mordre to bite, in the infinitive form. The infinitive is used after the reflexive pronoun se and the past participle faire to create the passive voice, meaning that Omar was the one who was bitten, rather than the one doing the biting. Omar souriait. Omar was smiling. This sentence is in the imperfect tense, which describes an action that was happening in the past. Omar is the subject of the sentence. Souriait is the verb souriait, to smile, conjugated in the imperfect tense. The imperfect tense is formed by adding 8 to the stem of the verb. The sentence structure is simple. Subject plus verb. Omar sourit. Omar smiles. This sentence is very simple. It is just the subject, Omar, and the verb, sourit, which means smiles. The verb is conjugated in the third person singular present tense, which is the standard conjugation for the present tense of verbs in French when the subject is singular and third person. Omar gémissait. Omar was groaning. Breakdown. Omar is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun referring to a person. Gémissait is the verb in the imperfect tense, meaning, was groaning, or groaned. This is a simple sentence with a subject and verb, describing an action in the past. A bientôt. This means, see you soon. The phrase, à bientôt, is a common French expression used to say goodbye. À means to, and bientôt means soon. Together, they create a friendly and informal farewell that implies a future meeting. Omar a deviné. Omar guessed. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the past tense. Omar is the subject of the sentence and refers to a male person. Ah is a definite article, meaning the, in this context. Deviné is the past participle of the verb deviné, which means to guess. Since the subject is a noun in the third person singular, Omar is a masculine singular noun, the past participle agrees with the subject in gender and number. Omar m'a fait mal. Omar hurt me. This sentence is in the past tense and uses the direct object pronoun me to indicate that Omar did the action to the speaker. Omar is the subject of the sentence and performs the action. M is the contracted form of me, the direct object pronoun. It is used because the verb faire to do slash make is directly followed by a pronoun. A faire is the past tense of the verb faire. It means did slash made. Mal means pain or hurt in this context. Omar aspira. Omar inspires. This sentence is very simple. It is in the present tense, and uses the third person singular form of the verb. Aspire. Which means, to inspire. The subject of the sentence is Omar. A proper noun, and the verb is aspire. This sentence expresses a simple present tense fact. Omar inspires people. Omar est de retour. Omar is back. This sentence is quite straightforward. It uses the verb être. In the present tense, conjugated as est for the third person singular. Breakdown. Omar. This is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. Est. This is the verb, to be, in the present tense, conjugated for the third person singular, he slash she slash it is. De retour. This is a prepositional phrase meaning, back. It is made up of the preposition, de, meaning, from, and the noun, retour. Retour. Meaning, return. Omar est chauve. Omar is bald. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb être. To be, conjugated in the third person singular to agree with the subject. Omar. Omar. Chauve. Is an adjective meaning bald. Omar a affaire. Omar has things to do. This sentence uses the verb avoir. To have, in the present tense, conjugated as a. Because it's in the third person singular, he slash she slash it. Affaire. Is a common French phrase that means to do, or to be done, and functions as a noun phrase in this sentence, acting as the object of the verb avoir. It can be broken down as follows. A is a preposition meaning to or at. Faire is the infinitive form of the verb to do. Therefore, à faire literally translates to do. So, the entire sentence means that Omar has things to do. Omar est tranquille. Omar is calm. The sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb être. To be, conjugated in the third person singular. To agree with the subject. Omar. Tranquille. Is an adjective modifying the subject. Omar. Omar est calme. Omar is calm. This sentence is very straightforward. Omar is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. Is the third person singular present tense of the verb. Meaning, to be. Calm is an adjective describing Omar. The sentence follows the basic subject-verb adjective structure common in French. Omar a froid. Omar is cold. This sentence is quite simple. Omar is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun, and it refers to a male person. A is the contracted form of avoir, which means to have, and it is conjugated in the third person singular, he slash she slash it, present tense. Froid is an adjective meaning cold. The sentence is in the present tense, and uses the simple present construction common in French. Omar est mignon. Omar is cute. This is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. Omar is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. Is the third person singular present tense form of the verb. Être. to be. Mignon is an adjective meaning cute. À la prochaine. Until next time. This phrase is a common French farewell. It literally translates to the next. Prochaine. Exclamation. Prochaine is the feminine form of the adjective. Prochain. Meaning, next. It is used here as a noun, and is being used in a similar way as the English phrase, next time. The preposition à is being used to indicate to. When used in this way, it can be used in both formal and informal settings. Omar est mort. Omar is dead. This sentence is in the simple past tense, indicating a completed action. Omar is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. Eh is the third person singular form of the verb. Être. To be, the simple past tense of. Être. Is. Était. For all forms except the third person singular, which is. Est. Mort. Is an adjective, meaning, dead. Omar est juste. Omar is just. This sentence is simple, meaning it has only one clause. The subject, Omar, is a proper noun, and the verb, est, is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb, est. To be, the adjective, juste, modifies the subject. Omar est disponible. Omar is available. This sentence is quite simple, using the basic structure of subject plus verb plus complement. Omar is the subject, the person being discussed. Est is the verb, to be, in the present tense, conjugated for the third person singular. Disponible is an adjective meaning available, serving as the complement and describing Omar's state. The sentence simply states that Omar is currently available. Omar est rassasié. Omar is full. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the third person singular form of the verb être, which is est. The word rassasié, is a past participle that functions as an adjective in this sentence, modifying the noun Omar. It indicates that Omar is in a state of being full after eating. Omar a le moral à zéro. Omar is feeling down. Breakdown. Omar is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. A is the third person singular form of the verb. Avoir. To have, in the present tense. Le moral is a noun phrase meaning morale. À zéro is a prepositional phrase indicating a state of being, at zero, meaning very low or non-existent. Key concepts. The verb avoir is often used with a noun phrase to express a state of being, in this case, a state of low morale. The preposition à is used to indicate a state of being, or location. The number zero. Zero is used metaphorically to emphasize the low level of Omar's morale. Omar a le moral dans les chaussettes. Omar is feeling down. Breakdown. Omar. This is the subject of the sentence, the person who is feeling down. Ah. This is the third person singular form of the verb, avoir, to have, in the present tense. Le moral. This means, morale, or, spirits. Dans les chaussettes. This is an idiom that means, down in the dumps. Feeling low, or depressed. Explanation. The literal translation of knowledge or set would be in the socks. The idiom suggests that one's morale is so low, it is as if it is lost in the socks, where it can't be found. It's like saying, down in the dumps, in English. Omar Asur. Omar is sure. This is a simple sentence in the present tense. Omar is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun referring to a person. Asur is the verb, meaning, to be sure, or, to be certain. It is conjugated in the present tense, third person singular form. The sentence expresses a state of certainty about Omar. Omar Ebu. Omar is good. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the adjective Bu. Good, to describe Omar. E is the third person singular form of the verb et. To be. In this case, the verb is used to link the subject, Omar, to the adjective, good. Omar est sinistre. Omar is sinister. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. Omar is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun indicating the person being described. Is the third person singular form of the verb et. To be, conjugated in the present tense to agree with the singular subject. Omar sinistre is an adjective meaning sinister, and acts as the predicate adjective, describing the subject. Omar. Omar est défoncé. Omar is high. This sentence uses the verb être. To be, in the present tense, conjugated as est. For the third person singular, the adjective défoncé means high, and describes Omar's state. Ciao. Hello. Omar plan. Omar is on a plane. This sentence uses the verb être. Être. To be, in the present tense, conjugated with the subject pronoun il. Il. He, to form est. This conjugation is used to indicate the subject state or location. The word a. A. At, in, indicates the location of the subject. Omar est chez lui. Omar is at home. This sentence uses the verb être. To be, in the present tense, conjugated as est. For the third person singular subject. Omar. Omar. The preposition chez means at the home of, and is followed by the reflexive pronoun lui, him, which refers to Omar. So the literal meaning is, Omar is at the home of him, which translates to, Omar is at home. Omar est à la maison. Omar is at home. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb être. Être. To be. Breakdown. Omar. Omar is the subject of the sentence. Est. Is the third person singular present tense conjugation of the verb être. Être. To be. A. A. Is a preposition meaning at or to la maison. La maison is the object of the preposition, and means home. The phrase, à la maison, is a common expression in French that means at home. Omar est énorme. Omar is huge. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. Omar. Is the subject of the sentence a proper noun referring to a male individual? Is the third person singular present tense form of the verb? To be. Enorm. Is an adjective meaning huge or enormous, modifying the subject. Omar est immense. Omar is immense. This sentence is simple and straightforward. It uses the verb être. To be in the present tense, conjugated as est for the third person singular subject, Omar. The adjective immense. Immense. Modifies Omar and describes him as very large or significant. Omar est blessé. Omar is injured. The sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb être. To be conjugated in the third person singular. Omar is the subject of the sentence. Est is the conjugated form of the verb être. To be in the present tense, third person singular. Blessé. Blessé. Is an adjective meaning injured or hurt. The sentence is a simple statement indicating that Omar is currently in a state of being injured. Omar a beaucoeur. Omar has a good heart. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence, meaning it states a fact. Omar is the subject of the sentence, the person about whom we are talking. Is the indefinite article, meaning a or an, and is used because we are referring to a general, unspecified heart. Is an adjective meaning good, modifying the noun heart. Is the noun meaning heart. The sentence uses the present tense, indicating that Omar's kind nature is a habitual characteristic. Omar est aimable. Omar is kind. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. Omar is the subject of the sentence, and it is a proper noun. Is the third person singular form of the verb. To be. It is conjugated to agree with the subject. Omar. Aimable. Is an adjective meaning kind or pleasant. It modifies the subject. Omar. Omar est gentil. Omar is kind. The sentence uses the present tense of the verb être. To be conjugated in the third person singular form. Gentil is an adjective meaning kind, nice, or gentle. It agrees in gender with the subject. Omar, which is masculine. Omar est le dernier. Omar is the last one. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. Omar is the subject of the sentence, a masculine proper noun. Is the third person singular form of the verb. Which means, to be. In this sentence, it is conjugated in the present tense. Le is the definite article meaning the, and is used before masculine singular nouns. Dernier is an adjective meaning last, and it is in the masculine singular form to agree with the noun. Le dernier together can be interpreted as the last one. Therefore, the complete sentence means Omar is the last one. A plus. This is a common French phrase used to say, see you later. A means, to, or, at. It is a preposition. Plus means, more, or, later. It is an adverb. The entire phrase is informal, and is often used when leaving someone, indicating that you will see them again at some point in the future. You would use this in a casual setting with friends, or family. Attendez. Wait. This sentence is a simple imperative verb, meaning it is a command, or instruction. Attendez is the imperative form of the verb. Attendre, which means, to wait. The imperative form is used to give a direct order. Omar est dernier. Omar is last. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. Omar is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun indicating a person's name. Er is the third person singular form of the verb, être, to be. This form is used because the subject is singular. Dernier is the masculine singular form of the adjective, dernier, last, agreeing in gender and number with the subject. This sentence demonstrates the basic structure of a simple French sentence with subject-verb-complement order. Omar est perdu. Omar is lost. Omar is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun, meaning it is a name. Er is the third person singular form of the verb. Être, meaning, to be. It is in the present tense. Perdu is a past participle, which in this case is used as an adjective meaning lost. Omar est bruyant. Omar is noisy. This sentence is a simple statement in the present tense. Omar is the subject of the sentence, a masculine proper noun. Er is the third person singular form of the verb. Être, to be. Bruyant is an adjective describing Omar, meaning noisy. Omar est méchant. Omar is mean. This sentence is simple and straightforward. Omar is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun referring to a male individual. Er is the third person singular present tense of the verb. Être, to be, indicating a state of being. Méchant is an adjective meaning mean or nasty. In this case, the adjective méchant directly describes the subject, Omar. Omar est doux. Omar is sweet. This sentence is quite simple, demonstrating the use of the present tense of the verb être. Être, to be. The subject is Omar, and the adjective describing him is doux. Doux. Sweet. The adjective agrees in gender with the noun, since Omar is masculine, so we use doux. Doux. Instead of douce. Douce. Omar est très ordonné. Omar is very tidy. Breakdown. Omar is the subject of the sentence, and a proper noun. Er is the third person singular present tense form of the verb. Être, to be. Très is an adverb meaning very. Ordonné is an adjective meaning tidy or organized. Key concepts. Adjectives. Adjectives modify nouns, and in this case, ordonné describes Omar. Adverbs. Adverbs modify verbs, adjectives, or other adverbs. In this case, très modifies the adjective. Ordonné. Subject-verb agreement. The verb est agrees with the singular subject. Omar. Omar est très soigné. Omar is very well groomed. Omar is the subject of the sentence, a masculine noun. Is the third person singular present tense form of the verb être, to be. Très is an adverb meaning very and modifies the adjective soigné. Soigné is a past participle used as an adjective meaning well-groomed, neat, or carefully dressed. This sentence uses the verb être in the present tense to describe Omar's appearance. The past participle, soigné, functions as an adjective, describing Omar's state of being. Omar est gentil. Omar is kind. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. Omar is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun referring to a male individual. Est is the third person singular form of the verb. Être. To be, in the present tense. Gentle is an adjective meaning kind, and agrees with the subject in gender and number. Omar est paralysé. Omar is paralyzed. The sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb être. To be. Paralysé is the past participle of the verb paralysé, which means to paralyze. The past participle is used here as an adjective to describe Omar. Ciao. Hello. Omar est insensible. Omar is insensitive. This sentence is quite simple and straightforward. Omar. Omar. Colon, the subject of the sentence, a proper noun referring to a male person. Est. Colon, the third person singular present tense form of the verb, être. Être. To be. This is the copula, linking the subject to the adjective. Insensible. Insensible. Colon, an adjective describing Omar's character, meaning lacking sensitivity or empathy. The sentence structure follows the standard subject-verb-adjective pattern common in French. Omar est engourdi. Omar is numb. This sentence is very simple and uses the present tense of the verb être. To be. Omar is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. Is the third person singular present tense conjugation of the verb être. To be. Engourdi is a past participle used as an adjective describing Omar's state. This means that Omar is experiencing a lack of sensation or feeling, possibly due to cold, injury, or prolonged inactivity. Omar est riche. Omar is rich. This sentence is very simple, using the basic structure of subject plus verb plus adjective. Omar is the subject, the person being discussed. Is the verb, to be, in the third person singular present tense, which is used to describe a state of being. Riche is the adjective describing Omar's state of being, meaning rich. Omar est en sécurité. Omar is safe. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb être. Être. To be, conjugated in the third person singular form, est. The preposition en or indicates location and is combined with the noun sécurité. Sécurité. Safety, to form the phrase en sécurité. En sécurité. In safety. Omar est sexy. Omar is sexy. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. Omar is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun, and refers to a male person. A is the third person singular form of the verb, to be, in the present tense. Sexy is an adjective describing Omar. It is an adjective that can be used to describe a person's physical appearance. Omar Emers. Omar is thin. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. Omar is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. A is the third person singular form of the verb. Et. To be, conjugated in the present tense. Mers is an adjective meaning, thin. The sentence structure is straightforward. Subject plus verb plus adjective. Omar Ella. Omar is slow. The sentence is a simple declarative sentence. It uses the present tense of the verb. Et. To be, conjugated in the third person singular. Omar is the subject of the sentence and la is an adjective describing Omar. Omar Ega. Omar is tall. This sentence is very simple, using the subject Omar and the adjective Ega to describe him. The verb e is the third person singular form of the verb et to be, and is used in the present tense. Montre-moi. Show me. The verb montre is in the imperative mood, which means it is a command or request. It is the second person singular form of the verb montrer, which means, to show. The pronoun moi is in the dative case, which means it is the indirect object of the verb. In this case, it indicates who the action is directed towards, me. Omar Emers. Omar is thin. This sentence is quite simple, consisting of a subject Omar and a predicate Emers. Omar is the subject of the sentence, referring to the person being described. E is the third person singular form of the verb. Et. To be, in the present tense. Mers is an adjective meaning, thin, or, slim. Therefore, the sentence translates to, Omar is thin. Omar Emanita. Omar is vain. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. Omar is the subject of the sentence, and is a proper noun. E is the third person singular form of the verb, eter, to be, in the present tense. This indicates that the sentence is about Omar, and his characteristic of being vain. Vanita is an adjective that describes Omar's personality. It means, vain. It is a masculine singular adjective, agreeing in gender and number with the subject, Omar. Omar Esho. Omar is hot. This sentence is a simple statement in the present tense. Omar is the subject of the sentence, a masculine proper noun. E is the third person singular form of the verb, to be, in the present tense. Sho is an adjective meaning, hot, in this context. It can also mean, warm, depending on the situation. It's an adjective agreeing in gender and number with the subject, Omar. Because, show, is an adjective, it changes to match the subject. Here the subject is masculine, So, show stays the same. If the subject was feminine, it would become should. Omar MFR. Omar is distrustful. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. Omar is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. Is the third person singular form of the verb. Et. To be. Méfiant. Is an adjective meaning distrustful. It modifies the noun. Omar. Omar se méfie. Omar is suspicious. This sentence uses the reflexive verb. Se méfier. Which means, to be suspicious of. The reflexive pronoun. Se. Agrees with the subject. Omar. In both number and gender. The verb. Méfier. Is conjugated in the present tense, indicating a current state of being suspicious. Omar est faible. Omar is weak. The sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. Omar is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun referring to a male person. Eh is the third person singular form of the verb. Et. To be, in the present tense. Faible. Is an adjective describing Omar's state of being. It translates to, weak. Omar va bien. Omar is doing well. This sentence is in the present tense, and the verb va is conjugated in the third person singular. The verb aller is an irregular verb that means to go. In this case, it means to be. Bien means well. Omar est raisonnable. Omar is reasonable. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. Omar is the subject of the sentence, a masculine proper noun. Eh is the third person singular present tense form of the verb. Et. To be. Raisonnable. Is an adjective meaning reasonable. The sentence structure is straightforward, following the subject-verb adjective pattern common in French. Omar rit. Omar laughs. This is a simple sentence with the subject. Omar. And the verb. Rit. Omar. Is the proper noun for the name Omar, and functions as the subject of the sentence. Ri is the third person singular form of the verb. Rire. To laugh. Since Omar is a masculine name, the verb is conjugated accordingly. Omar l'a laissé. Omar left him. Breakdown. Omar. Omar. This is a proper noun, a name for a male person. Ella, this is a contraction of the words. Le. The, and. A. Has. The. A. Is part of the verb. Laissez. Left, in the passé composé tense. Laissez. Laissez. Is the past participle of the verb. Laissez. To leave. The passé composé is a common past tense that is used in French to express an action that happened in the past. Key concepts. Contractions. French uses contractions frequently, combining articles and pronouns with verbs. Past tense, passé composé. This is a very common past tense in French. It is formed with the auxiliary verb. Avoir. To have, or être. To be, followed by the past participle of the main verb. Montrez-moi. Show me. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it's a command or request. Breakdown.
Mutae
is the imperative form of the verb.
Mutae.
To show. It's in the
wu
form, which is the formal you or the you all form.
Mwa
is the object pronoun meaning me. Therefore, the sentence directly translates to show me.
Omar la laisse.
Omar left her. This sentence uses the
passé composé,
a common verb tense in French used to describe completed actions in the past. It's formed with the auxiliary verb
avoir,
to have, conjugated in the appropriate tense, followed by the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the auxiliary verb
avoir
is conjugated in the third person singular.
Ah.
To agree with the subject.
Omar.
Omar, the subject of the sentence, the one who performed the action.
L.
Colon, a contraction of
le.
The, and
la.
The, it functions as a direct object pronoun, referring to a feminine noun that was already mentioned.
A.
Colon, third person singular form of the auxiliary verb.
Avoir.
To have, in the
passé composé.
Laisser. Colon, past participle of the verb.
Laisser.
To leave, agreeing in gender with the direct object pronoun.
L.
The direct object pronoun
L
is placed before the conjugated verb
A,
which is typical for pronoun placement in French sentences.
Omar m'a quitté.
Omar left me. Breakdown.
Omar.
This is the proper noun for the name Omar.
M.
This is a contraction of the pronoun me and the preposition a. It means to me.
A.
This is the past participle of the verb quitter, which means to leave.
Quitter.
This means left. The sentence is in the past tense and is a simple declarative sentence, meaning it is stating a fact.
Omar m'a quitté.
Omar left me. This sentence uses the
passé composé,
which is the most common way to express past actions in French. It is formed with the auxiliary verb
avoir,
to have, conjugated in the past tense followed by the past participle of the main verb.
Omar
is the subject of the sentence, and it is in the masculine singular form.
M
is the contracted form of
me,
and is the direct object of the verb
quitter. Quitter
is the verb to leave in the past participle form. It agrees in gender and number with the direct object
me,
which is feminine singular. The entire sentence translates to Omar left me, indicating a past action completed by Omar.
Omar écoute.
Omar is listening. This is a simple sentence in the present tense.
Omar
is the subject of the sentence, referring to a male named Omar.
Écoute
is the verb, to listen, in the present tense, third person singular form, which agrees with the singular subject, Omar.
Omar pourrait gagner.
Omar could win. Omar is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. Pour être is the conditional form of the verb pouvoir, to be able to. It indicates possibility or potentiality. gagner is the infinitive form of the verb gagner, to win. The sentence is in the simple present tense, but the use of porate makes it a conditional statement, expressing the idea that winning is possible, but not certain.
Omar réagit.
Omar reacted. This sentence is in the past tense, indicating that Omar's reaction occurred in the past. The verb
réagit
is the past participle of the verb
réagir,
meaning to react. The past participle is used in the passé composé tense, which is formed by using the auxiliary verb
avoir,
to have, in the appropriate tense followed by the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the auxiliary verb
avoir
is implied, as it is not explicitly stated in the sentence. The subject of the sentence is
Omar,
which is a proper noun.
Omar a refusé.
Omar refused. This sentence is in the past tense, and uses the passé composé verb tense. This tense is formed by using the auxiliary verb avoir in the present tense followed by the past participle of the main verb.
Omar.
Omar is the subject of the sentence, and is a proper noun.
A
is the contraction of the definite article
a,
and the personal pronoun
le. Refusé. Refusé
is the verb in the sentence, and
refusé
is the past participle of the verb, to refuse.
A refusé
literally means, has refused, so this sentence is the past tense of, Omar refuses.
Omar refusa.
Omar refused. This sentence is simple, and uses the simple past tense in French, which is formed by adding the ending
a
to the verb stem.
Omar
is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun.
Refusa
is the verb, conjugated in the simple past tense, third person singular, meaning, he/she/it refused. The sentence structure is very basic. Subject plus verb.
Omar se détendait.
Omar was relaxing. The sentence is in the
imparfait,
which is the French past tense used to describe ongoing actions, or habitual actions in the past.
Se
is a reflexive pronoun, meaning the action is being done to himself.
Détendre
is the verb
se détendre,
which means to relax. It is in the
imparfait
form for the third person singular.
Taisez-vous.
Be quiet. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it's a command.
Taisez
is the imperative form of the verb
taire,
to be quiet, conjugated in the second person plural, meaning you, plural.
Vous
is implied as the subject. Is the exclamation mark that emphasizes the command.
Omar a pris sa retraite.
Omar has retired. This sentence is in the past tense, and uses the passé composé verb tense, which is formed with the auxiliary verb
avoir,
to have, and the past participle of the main verb. Here's a breakdown. Omar, proper noun, the subject of the sentence a contraction of
a
to plus
le,
the indicating the masculine singular direct object pronoun pris, the past participle of the verb
prod,
to take, which in this context means to retire, sa possessive adjective, meaning his, retreat, noun, meaning retirement. The sentence means that Omar has taken his retirement. This implies that he has left his job and is no longer working.
Omar a dit bonjour.
Omar said hello. This sentence demonstrates the use of the
passé composé,
the French past tense, which is formed with the auxiliary verb
avoir,
to have, and the past participle of the main verb
avoir,
is conjugated according to the subject, in this case,
a,
the third person singular form of
avoir,
the past participle of
dire,
to say, is
dire. Bonjour
is a common French greeting, meaning good morning or hello.
Omar a dit non.
Omar said no. This sentence is in the past tense and uses the past participle of the verb
dire,
to say, which is
dire.
The subject of the sentence is Omar and the object is non, no. The verb
dire
is conjugated in the third person singular form, which is used when talking about a he, she, or it.
Omar refusa.
Omar refused. This sentence is in the past tense and uses the verb
refuser,
which means to refuse. The subject of the sentence is Omar, and he is performing the action of refusal. The
a
ending on the verb indicates the past tense for the third person singular.
Omar l'a vu.
Omar saw it. This sentence is in the
passé composé
tense, which is used to describe actions that happened in the past. It's formed with the auxiliary verb
avoir,
conjugated in the present tense, and the past participle of the main verb. Here's the breakdown. Omar, the subject of the sentence. Elle, this is the contraction of
elle,
the contracted form of
le,
before a vowel, and
a,
the third person singular present tense of
avoir.
Vous, the past participle of the verb
voir,
to see. The sentence can be literally translated as Omar has seen it. However, in English, we use the simple past tense, saw, for this past action.
Omar la voyait.
Omar saw her. This sentence uses the imperfect tense in French, which is
voyait.
The imperfect tense is used to describe actions that were ongoing or habitual in the past. The subject of the sentence is
Omar,
and the object is
la,
which is a feminine pronoun meaning her.
Omar l'a vu.
Omar saw it. The sentence is in the
passé composé,
past perfect tense, which is formed with the auxiliary verb
avoir,
to have, conjugated in the past tense
a,
and the past participle of the main verb
vu.
Scene. Breakdown.
Omar.
Omar, proper noun, subject of the sentence.
Elle.
It, contraction of
le
and
le,
direct object pronoun
a,
has, third person singular of
avoir,
in the past tense
vu,
seen, past participle of
voir,
to see. The
passé composé
is used to describe actions that happened in the past and are completed.
Omar te donne le bonjour.
Omar is saying hello to you. Here is a breakdown. Omar is the subject of the sentence, and refers to a person named Omar. De is the direct object pronoun, which means you, informal, singular. Don is the present tense of the verb donner, which means to give. Le bonjour is a noun phrase that means hello, and is the direct object of the verb donner. In this sentence, the verb donner is used in a figurative sense. It is not literally giving something to you, but rather offering a greeting. Key concept: direct object pronouns. Omar vous donne le bonjour. Omar is saying hello to you. This sentence uses the formal vous, which is used to show respect to someone you don't know well, or to someone older than you. Omar is the subject of the sentence. Vous is the indirect object pronoun, meaning you. Don is the present tense of the verb donner. Donner, which means to give. Le bonjour is the direct object pronoun, meaning hello. The sentence structure is subject plus verb plus indirect object pronoun plus direct object pronoun.